Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. We're continuing to celebrate Memorial Day. That's right, I'm celebrating it because I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the way we should celebrate the lives of the men and women who paid the ultimate price for you and me to have our freedoms. And we're doing this segment, another segment with our good friend Joe Davis. Joe is a member of our Brain Trust, the Director of Public Affairs of the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org. Joe, thanks again for hanging out with us on this very solemn, very important day in the history of America. Joe, I like the fact that we're not getting any more reports of American military dying in Iraq. I like the fact that the number of people who are dying in Afghanistan, Americans in Afghanistan, that's coming way, way, way down, and we're almost not hearing that about that anymore. I like that. I am concerned, though, that news could wind up being the fact that those who did die may have not been, maybe not in vain, but I'm concerned that we're not getting as much for the price that we paid as we should. What do you think?
I think we're always
going to... I'm worried about Iraq, and I'm worried about Afghanistan when we come out, I guess.
Well, you know, all wars end, and I think that the public support is not going to go away for a very, very long time just because of the length of these wars. I mean, you know, I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and yep. That war was basically, you know, it took, you know, the air war itself is a little over a month, and then the ground war is 100 hours, even though it took
right.
7 months worth of buildup before we had that, victory.
Right.
But, you know, 10, 11, 12 years of war, I mean, you know, even though the American public, whether they support it or not, they absolutely are cognizant that there has been a decade-plus long war, and that we've had American men and women who've died, who served, come home grievously wounded, and they need to be taken care of. And the good thing about this generation over the Vietnam generation is the American public can now disassociate the politics
yeah.
of war from the warrior fighting
That's
the war.
That's right. That's right.
And yet, and now the Vietnam generation runs the entire United States of America, lock, stock,
right.
and barrel. If you want
right.
to look at, you know, they're the CEOs, they're
the
politicians,
baby boomers.
They're,
mm-hmm.
they're the professors in the college universities. So even that entire generation kind of quietly said that we're never, ever going to diss another generation of the service
mm-hmm.
member.
And mm-hmm.
and it's the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, shoot, even the first Gulf War veterans, who are able to reap that public support. Whether you disagree with the war or not, that's fine. We're Americans.
Right. Right.
But, you know, you don't blame the warrior for the war.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I've said before, earlier today, is that the only way that we can be worthy of the price that they paid is to make sure that what they paid for, that we preserve. And one of those things that I think we have a right, we have a responsibility to do is to finish up what they started and make sure that there's some kind of meaningful legacy there. And I've always said that I'm concerned about whether the price we paid in Iraq would be worth it, because I mean I'm really concerned about those countries. Time will tell. And as much as I'm concerned about that, though, as I said, I am glad that we're no longer hearing about American military dying in Iraq.
And you're absolutely right. And you know the politics of going into Iraq or whether we should have, you know, it's not for us to discuss, because it happened, it's over, it's done.
Right.
I think what we need to worry about is what's the future of that country. You know,
mm-hmm.
as we all know, religion plays a huge role in Iraq, where you have the three
and
different religions, and two of them absolutely hate each other.
Right.
And that goes back 14 centuries. So, you know, Americans coming in there really can't erase 14 centuries worth of religious hatred. But, you know, we have to give them a chance. We have to give them the opportunity to succeed. And hopefully, you know, our efforts were able to do that. Now, what helps Iraq is the country itself is 85% literate. 85% literate. That hurts us in Afghanistan, which is 85% illiterate.
Right.
So in Afghanistan, it's tribal law that supersedes all
right.
government law. They don't
right.
even think there's a national government. It's what the tribe and your village elders
mm-hmm.
say, and your village, your religious imam says.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be very, very difficult because
right.
it's really a third world country.
Joe, I know you guys are working on helping veterans make sure they get their benefits. Thank you for that. Thank you for the hard work that the VFW does. Thank you for being here with us today, and happy Memorial Day.
Thanks, Jim. You and your listeners. Take care.
VFW.org, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Davis, the Director of Public Affairs there. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.